Fuck all you Blog
Talk Radio.
Fuck Blog Talk.
Today's a good day to die.
Wow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Suck on these nuts, nigga. Suck on these nuts. I tell them wow, wow, wow. Yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Suck on these nuts, nigga. Suck on these nuts. It ain't nothing but easy, baby. A gang of shit, but it don't faze me. That punk nigga Dre still faze me.
Well, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on, G. Now, if it's on, motherfucker, then it's on, G. Hey, Mr. Prankster, Prankster, storybook gangster. Back in 86, you wore the pumps and mascara. Down with the motherfucking wrecking crew, bitch. But once a bitch is on the bitch, and now the fucking switch. Crack, with the stethoscope, now you're sack. Body slamming.
Well, welcome to Boss Tycoon Radio. I'm your host, Tyree Sneed. This was Black Wall Street Radio, but it's whatever the fuck I want to be. I'm the notorious Blog Talk Radio veteran, Tyree Sneed. And basically everybody knows that my show was the best. I don't even have to say it. Everybody already fucking knows it is what it is. But fuck Blog Talk Radio. It's a bunch of fucking retards and haters and the same people who argue back and forth all day. And then just a bunch of posers who are trying to pretend they're activists or they know something so that they can try to elicit money out of people. Like, they're literally just all fucking lame. And that's why I got the fuck away from Blog Talk, and I don't fuck with it. Like, I'll do my 30-minute show here and there just to promote my shit, promote my record label. In the process of signing two new artists, one is named D-Lo from Colorado, out of Colorado. One is named Kenny out of Baltimore. Basically, I tend to attract real niggas to my shit. I fuck with real niggas for the most part. I usually only get along with real niggas. A fake nigga, his colors will come out pretty quick. And basically, you know, without me really giving a shit or trying, the label's expanding. Trying to get D-Loke to finish a song. I'll play that for you right now with my verse, and I don't know what the finished copy is till he sends it to me. Tune into TyreeSneed.com, MyBossTycoon.com. Taking a shit on hating ass spicks right in their face. In the valley I run, bitch. Listen. Fuck God, I'm more powerful than the son of a bitch. Tyree Sneed.
Testing 1, 2. Clip bands, I'm popping like your fucking bed. Play with me, I'm gonna knock your fucking head off. These niggas don't want it with me, they talk. These niggas talk about the gutter, they ain't here.
I ain't no whole ass nigga, I'm a pioneer. You looking useless, honey, can you go buy me a beer? Look at what we got right here. But they never there.
Like
Halloween in my lair.
They don't understand there's nothing I'm scared of.
I've seen it all, done it all, I'm a rare breed. Maybe that's why all you niggas wanna be me.
Maybe it's the thug in me. Maybe it's the thug in me. Maybe it's the thug in me. Maybe it's the thug in me.
But fuck with me and you'll find out the core of me is G. There is no way to talk your bitches out of seeing me. You won't avoid me like test for steroids, see. I'm right here where I said I'd be, I'm just richer.
Listen, nigga.
Real power in my voice and spirit, fuck the system.
And that's it for that shit. And then, basically, I mean, I just have stayed on my job like nobody's fucking business, you know. I dissed the shit out of ARF, took a shit on him royalty. I mean, royally, my nigga. I mean, I just shat on this nigga all over him. Started with me offering him the opportunity, like I will any nigga, to fuck with my label. And, I mean, yeah, you got to have some part of you, but, I mean, he just is a one walking rumor. I mean, it's just all that. And then I found out what he's about, and he's a fake pussy-ass posing nigga. And because I took a shit on him, it got, like, all this attention. So now I got niggas hitting me up wanting to sign to the label, just like I knew it would. I knew what I was doing. I was manipulating and using that bitch-ass nigga. Real shit. Real niggas don't get really, truly used and manipulated. Now, you might help people, and they try to turn it around and act like they're using you, but nobody uses me. I help people. I go out of my way to help people. You know what I mean? Real shit. I always help everybody, so I let people do their fucking thing. I mean, what people never get is they do themselves a disservice when they do that, and they choose fear instead of love. They really do. Every time. The Kirko nigga gave him money for his title, was going to buy his car off him so he'd have some bread. He fucked up and ran away. That's his loss. That nigga's right back at square one. You know what I'm saying? These niggas, everybody, the same ones who hate on me look like they need some help, nigga, every time. The same niggas who always have that negativity and that hate and all that bullshit in their blood, they always need help. Always. They need me because I have my soul. They need me because I am the machine. It's not my money. It's not any of that shit. I, me, my soul, I am the machine. And that's the problem with people is they can't grow up and snap out of that bullshit mentality that ain't hood or nothing. You know, some niggas think a hood mentality is that weak-ass shit where you hate. Nah. That's the whole point. Show some support already to your fucking brothers. Show some support already to your fucking community. If not, get the fuck out of here. This is the problem is that we've accepted this self-oppression shit like it's all good. Nah, fuck that. These niggas have got to go. These niggas have got to get their head bust open. These niggas have got to get fucked up. Point blank, period. Off fucking, off the rip. Off the strength of me and what the fuck is going on. What's happening? I think it's so funny how niggas get online and they try to talk gangster shit and they can't even talk it. I'm ducking the feds. The feds have my phone tapped. Everyone knows this. When I talk to people, I let them know openly. The feds got my phone tapped. The feds will cut me off my radio shows when I'm talking real shit. I say something they don't like. I had to say 5 times in my show on Spreaker, which is where you can find me right now for the most part on Spreaker. And I had to say 5 times that Jody Arias killed this motherfucker and then slandered his name and shit. And everything I had to restate because they're just deading my line in pure silence. They may be doing it now. I don't know. It's crazy how they can tap in anytime they want and they're always listening. Well, good. I'm glad they're listening. I don't have anything against them listening at all. I don't have anything against, I mean, I guess obviously my whole position in essence is against them, and that's why they're against me and don't like me. You know what I'm saying? It's like people don't even understand. They see me. They don't understand the actual power of which I hold and possess. Like they have no idea who I am. They don't realize I am Jesus Christ even. Like Jesus Christ never existed. There was no record of existence. Well, all you fucking cunt buckets are sitting there living in la-la land. I'm living a war right in front of you. I'm creating history right in front of you. History is not history books that are all lies and how many retards buy into a bunch of lies and bullshit. They are irrelevant. The history is the battle that I have been winning by myself from day one and still am winning today, which has to do with love, fear, my soul, the fact that I will not sell my soul, that I keep my soul, the fact that they know not to even ask me because they already know. Because I'm the essence and opposite and epitome of being against evil. I am the truth, I am love, I am righteousness, I am justice, real true justice. I want to tell people right now, stop asking for justice, take it. Fuck these niggas. Fuck the criminal injustice system. Quit asking people for justice. Take it. With that Tony Stewart case, I noticed that the family broke their silence, right? And they're like, and then they're like, at the end, they say that dumb shit where they're like, oh, well, I don't think he did it on purpose. What do you mean? First you said he did, then you're turning around saying he didn't. Which is it? Of course he did it on purpose. Come on, are you retarded? You know what my answer would have been if Tony Stewart killed my son? Tony Stewart would have disappeared after that, and he would have been the fuck up out of here. And y'all wouldn't know what the fuck happened if I had my way, but that nigga would be the fuck up out of here, gone. There would be no more Tony Stewart. Sorry, NASCAR. That's what would have happened if he fucking fucked with my family and my blood and my son. Nigga. The fuck? And I'm not talking, nigga. Believe me, son. Believe me, you. I've done it. Believe me, you. I don't fuck around. Other niggas fuck around. Other niggas play games. Other niggas ain't G'd up. Other niggas are bitches. Other niggas don't know how to take on the entire fucking feds and all that shit. All these niggas are bitch-made, mama boy, butt hurt, cut boys. Ain't seen a day of war in their lives. They think it's all about that noise. Nigga, I ain't got to talk no noise. You can sit there and talk shit to me all day. I will break your fucking jaw. Well, I look like the cute little white boy. I will break your motherfucking shit off, nigga. Anybody. Niggas don't even understand. I had never boxed. I do one boxing fight and beat a nigga 38-1. I don't study any fighting style. I don't even study 52 blocks. Yet, the way that I fight in my own style happens to kind of mimic 52 blocks because it makes sense, because what I'm doing is I'm blocking and I'm moving, and I'm moving in different directions so that they can't hit me in the face. And that's why that fighting style makes a lot of sense, and it's mathematical, and I like it. I would like to learn more about it. However, I believe that I'm bigger than 52 blocks. Don't believe, I know, because I've seen veterans of 52 blocks that got their ass whooped or didn't do shit or pulled knives like pussies. And these same niggas who claim they know 52 blocks either don't have any fights up and never fight, or when they do, they pull out knives like bitches and run away and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, blacks act like their opinion matters on my fights or my music or anything. Dog, what are you talking about? There's videos all over the internet, and all this shit happens in reality all the time where niggas get their ass whooped by white people. I'm not looking for your motherfucking approval, nigga. I could give a fuck what you think. You don't have a seat at the table. Let's put it like that. Do you not understand that? So you can sit there and hate all day in the peanut gallery. That's where you belong. But white people run shit, and I run shit, and my race runs shit. And I'm not worried about a bunch of niggers or spicks. I really don't give a fuck. Honestly, I do not care. Your opinion is your opinion. Your hate is your hate. The facts of what I do are the facts. You know what I'm saying? So basically the fact is that when I did my fight, all these brainwashed people don't understand the power in it, and I don't care because it's not for any of you because you're brainwashed. And fighting is the one thing you can't Illuminati. You can't Illuminati fighting. You can do it with Floyd Mayweather and the faggots who don't know how to fight and aren't real fighters, but a real fight is just a fight. Someone wins, somebody loses. Somebody gets their ass handed to them like I did this nigga Dion from Harlingen, Texas, right in the fucking front yard of a house he don't even own in the hood, right next to a house that just got raided in the hood, okay? And I just met these niggas. That's how street I am. Showed up at my Porsche, and I'm the one we used. My gloves, my headgear, my mouthpieces, I provided everything. I gave them fucking money out of my pocket. These niggas ran away, pulled bitch shit, all that shit, are running for their lives. Scared to death of me. I'm that nigga. I run their hood and every hood. So like I said, you'll notice the shit that I talk, I always prove. I don't just talk and talk shit and ramble on. I talk about what the fuck I've already done. You know what I'm saying? Then on top of that, like, a white guy is really not, maybe kick your ass, maybe, but you're not supposed to outbox a nigga. And I didn't just outbox him. I beat him 38-1, and the only hit he got was the one I gave him. You know what I'm saying? So basically what I'm trying to tell you is that the black race is in fucking in shreds. I mean, their lineage is broken. They're online all day. They don't have any life. They think their opinion matters. They're all mad and butthurt, and all they do is call people names online at safety, and they never leave their fucking house because they're scared to death of the world. Their whole race is just a fucking joke. Sorry, but it's the truth. It is. If not, y'all are in the military sucking dick. There's people right where I'm at right now who are military. I don't give a fuck. They're sucking dick and working for the government and doing what they're supposed to do. They're training military to fucking kill U.S. citizens. Think I don't know what the fuck is going on? There's a war coming, buddy. You're looking at the general. You're hearing the general of it. Nigga, Tyree Sneed, and they know it. Some niggas you fuck with, some niggas are just to be left the fuck alone, boy. Trust me. Like I'm telling you right now, the place I'm in right now, that I'm in right this minute, is surrounded by military, and yet I still kick my shit without any hesitation. Fuck the military. Is that clear enough? Now, I don't have anything against the soldiers who really are at least think they're there for a good purpose. I don't have anything against them. And if they realize what they're being used for, which is evil, and they wake up, then at least I can be a little happy about that. But I'm just saying my position is against the organization holistically. Just like my position is not against our whole government, although I would like to not have one at all and do know that things would be better without it, but it's the secret society within the government. Problem is, they've taken over the government. Because when Kennedy died, nobody threw a bitch fit and did what needed to be done, which was fight. Find out who was part of that secret society and extricate them from the society. But you fucking pussies didn't do that. You didn't care about Kennedy, and you didn't stand up for your boy. And it's sad because Kennedy was a real American and cared about us the way we're supposed to in America and had our best interest at heart. The shit that comes out people's mouths nowadays is just ridiculous. I mean, you people live life in such fear and so slow, and then you think that it's the right way. I mean, you got people giving me advice, but I'm the nigga who's done everything. I mean, they'll never understand it. It's like they're retarded. I was not handed anything in my life. I worked my ass off my entire life. I can make money without thinking about it and in my sleep. I'm not worried about money. It's my soul. It's my mind and my brain. They literally have no idea that right now while I'm talking to you, I'm still a self-made millionaire. They don't get that concept that I have done a whole lot of spending. I've done it all. And I'm still a self-made millionaire, the only one who ever existed, though. The rest sell their soul to the devil, work through Freemasonry, and aren't millionaires. They're just called that. They don't even own their life. Life is too short to be miserable. Life is too short to not share your money and share it with people and share everything that you have, which is why I've done so. Yeah, hell yeah, I take care of the girl that I love. I take care of her family without any hesitation, and I have no problem and have told her repeatedly I have no problem doing that. It's when you try to say otherwise or act and twist shit what I'm doing and how I've helped you and just act. That's what irritates me. Other than that, I love helping you because I love you and I love your family. So why do people think that living in a vibration of fear and living slow is the thing to do? I don't understand it. It's not. The same reason that I'm able to make money so quickly and the same reason why I keep coming up and keep rising no matter what I do without giving a fuck and I don't want to rise to you because I'm not a part of your shit, I rise on my own. And the reason why I always win at everything that I do is because I live in love, because I don't have fear. I don't have a fear of losing because I know if I lose, I'm going to work harder and come right back. But these pussy-ass bitches in today's society do not want to just compete. They've lost touch with reality. They want to sit online all day and on phones and talk shit they ain't about when I'm away from them. The same pussy-ass niggas and bitches, when I'm in front of them, they're quiet as a mouse. And then when we get on the phones, they start talking that shit. That shit is retarded. That has no place in fucking reality. You're a clown. No gangster does that shit. I've never done that shit ever in my motherfucking life. It is little kids. We have a world of little kids. We have this generation of lost youth, and they need serious, serious fucking help. Like I said, fuck Blog Talk Radio, fuck YouTube, fuck Twitter, fuck all your social network sites, fuck Facebook, fuck all of them. They were all created by the CIA. All y'all are just a hater dichotomy. You can't even stand each other. Y'all hate yourselves. You're self-loathing, and I want no parts of it, and that's why I'm not fucking with any of y'all. And that's why I don't fuck with Blog Talk anymore, in case you all are wondering. Because it's bullshit. When I had my show, I was sitting there having guests from all over the world on. I was getting real guests. People were fronting. People were playing games. There was tons of trolls every episode just to try to throw a wrench in what I'm doing. It's a fucking joke. Straight up. This company should literally be burned to the fucking ground. That's what should happen to whatever company building runs Blog Talk Radio. It deserves to be burnt to the fucking ground. I will say that with confidence. These people let people sit there and threaten you, talk shit, and all that pussy shit every single episode if they can. That's why I don't fuck with Blog Talk Radio, and you shouldn't either. Fuck them. And I think that's clear enough. Like I said, you can find me at Spreaker under Boss Tycoon LLC. My name on there is Tyree Sneed. You should be able to find me like that. Just look up my name and look for the show called Boss Tycoon LLC, I believe. And it's just Boss Tycoon Radio. It's what I'm doing. I want you to check out TyreeSneed.com, buy my music. It's cheap. And buy MyBossTycoon.com. My shit is the hottest shit to ever fucking hit the market, period. I'm that nigga, Tyree Sneed. We got people online, even supporters, asking me to do worldwide tours and shit. You know what I told them? Donate and fucking buy a song of mine. Then I can. First, we got to get the community support itself. I am the community. I am you. Support me. That beat. But yeah, like I told you, I'm Tyree Sneed, the fucking Don, King Kong, the Dun Dada. That was interesting. And like I said, man, like It's just we got a real confused world, man. Like I said, I'm willing to box anybody. I will beat the shit out of any of y'all in my fucking sleep comfortably. And that's about it. Like, I'll meet niggas at the gym and shit, and I try to hit these niggas up, and I give them my number, and I'm like, call me, man. We'll fucking spar. We'll get it in. Niggas are bitch made, son. Like, everybody already knows what the fuck will happen fucking with me, so they just sit there and they pretend and shit. You know what I mean? They want to hit the bag a little bit, but they don't really want to do the real thing. What's the point then? It shows how meaningless all y'all's existences are, because while you sit there and hate on me, I'm living and setting the tone that you can't even do, ever. You understand what I'm saying? I'm literally a fucking living legend and a hero to everybody. So it's just corny because, like, they don't even have any clue the pace that I move. Like, I would have already done, like, 20 fights already if niggas would stop being bitches and just do what they're supposed to do. But niggas don't want to fight me. Especially when they go on that website and they see, oh, this nigga's outspoken and he tells it like it is, and then the nigga's beating up niggas. I mean, how many white guys you know that out nigga the niggas? None. Just me, Tyrese Knee. That's what I'm about. One of the things. You know what I'm saying? So niggas, like, they don't want to fuck with me. And it sucks because I need niggas to fuck with me. That's the same reason I've always had love for other races, because I need these other races. See, the difference between me and you is I don't think it's soft to show love. I need you. You need me. We're one fucking big happy family. But the problem is that you people have hate in your heart, and you think it's cool to be racist and then dismiss your hate in your heart and call me what you know you are. It's kid shit. The fact is I'm daddy to all y'all, and all y'all need to grow the fuck up, all right? Like I said, I'm willing to work with anybody when you want to move in a progressive direction. Otherwise, we have no need to talk, and we're not going to. All these niggas are pussies, so meow. You said you wasn't crying, but you're crying now.
You said you tried me, well, try me now. You said you wouldn't cry, but you're crying now. You said I wasn't winning, but I'm winning now. These niggas straight pussies hold me out. You niggas said you tried me, well, try me now. You niggas said I wouldn't win, I'm winning now. You said you weren't crying, but you're crying now. These niggas straight pussies hold me out.
Your clothes are boring me. See what I got in store, you see. These niggas know they can't fuck with me. I'm the Ty Sneed. I'm the nigga who coined rap, monopolized it. I guarantee I'm on my grind, miss. I'm the grind boss, the mob boss, leave you in death dust. These niggas know who the fuck I am. They know exactly what time it is. It's about that time that I spray your fucking head open like a lime. I run crime, I run that game. My people created violence, and we do it in silence. And that's why when I hit you up, I leave you in a gurney. Call your attorney, you're still getting murdered, see. You ain't winning, you're losing. And you're looking confused, dude, as I fuck you with lube. Niggas ain't seeing me. I'm the crime boss, the goon that motherfucking runs shit. And they can't even face the facts of my fucking shit. You'll meet your demise.
You said you tried me, well, try me now. You said you wouldn't cry, but you're crying now. You said I wasn't winning, but I'm winning now. These niggas straight pussies hold me out. You niggas said you tried me, well, try me now. You niggas said I wouldn't win, I'm winning now. You said you weren't crying, but you're crying now. These niggas straight pussies hold me out.
You mad cause you can't do what I do? You can motherfucking spend your money in two. I guarantee I'll see you in the court, you lose. I'll see you on the concrete and beat the fucking drool. Out of your face, your jaw's gonna be broken. When I see these niggas, I'm a street nigga loking. I guarantee when I see you with the rapper, I'm scoping. And I hit you with the red dot in your forehead. Niggas can't fuck with me cause I'm tight speed. I'm the hottest nigga to ever fucking hit the scene. And I created my own, my motherfucking game. I'm the throne, I'm wearing the throne, and you can't dethrone it, nigga.
So you said you weren't trying me, well, try me now. And I guarantee I'll fuck you up, nigga, cause I'm wild. Like they always do, I'm screaming when I'm rusted. I see you on the street, I taunt and hunt you. These niggas don't get on my certified G. These niggas digging a fuck with me, well, nigga, please. These niggas never ever seen CLG. That's why they don't even know about my tweet. They don't know about my fucking trigger game. They
you tried me, well, try me now. You said you wouldn't cry, but you're crying now. You said I wasn't winning, but I'm winning now. These niggas straight pussies sold me out. You niggas said you tried me, well, try me now. You niggas said I wasn't winning, winning now. You said you weren't crying, but you're crying now. These niggas straight pussies sold me out.
Yeah, thank you for listening. There's a lot of you motherfuckers out there don't know about me. I'm going to keep it like not going to incriminate myself.